But singing on Taylor, enjoy.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shake One.
Love Osvaldo. Love him.
Yeah, I did. It's 7:37 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've been highlighting the Rugby World Cup since it started in September. The final awaits South Africa versus New Zealand, the All Blacks versus the Boca.
Mm-hmm.
The one that ran away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
because we're so fast, that's why.
Exactly.
No.
Wait, why that ran away from me? Because
you can't keep up.
Oh. Bars.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, I'm invested. I am invested.
Oh, man. So, I mean, looking at the man that will handle the final, he's the man that also handled the New Zealand Island game. He's a lawyer by profession. In rugby circles, they don't like him because he's apparently a very technical dude.
Yep.
Especially the fans.
Yeah.
But let's understand, like, maybe we still don't understand why this is such a big deal. Why Wayne Barnes, like, why is it such a problem for rugby fans?
Yeah, it has a lot of people pressed, yeah.
Exactly. And why is it a good thing for world rugby itself, like the organization, to have him handle the game? Let's quickly check in with Joe Blom, our seasoned rugby commentator on Fresh Breakfast.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shekwan.
Good morning.
On Saturday, we have the World Cup final, and the name of our officials have been released. Our TV match official will be Tom Fowley. Our two assistant referees is Carl Dixon and Matthew Cowley. And our man in the middle, the man with the whistle, will be Wayne Barnes. All these guys are from England, and it is the first time in history that all the officials are from one union.
That's
that
crazy.
Will be responsible for
the
World Cup final. In the event of Wayne Barnes not being able to complete the game, anything happened, injury or whatsoever, and he had to be replaced, we will give the whistle to the Welshman, Luke Pearce. He will be the one responsible for replacing Wayne Barnes. Now, Wayne Barnes is a World Cup rugby veteran. He's the most experienced referee ever with the 110 caps. I think there's only three players on the pitch on Saturday that will have more caps than Wayne Barnes. And he's also the only experienced referee in history that has never officiated a rugby World Cup final. So this is going to be his first final.
Yeah.
And what a match to officiate your first final. It's South Africa versus New Zealand. And these are actually the two teams that really the fans dislike Wayne Barnes the most.
Exactly.
First, let us have a look at South Africa. Last year, November, they played against France. And Wayne Barnes was the one responsible for that game.
Mm.
He was the official in charge of the match. And South Africa lost the game, and Rassie Rasmus, the director of rugby, were really unhappy with the way Wayne Barnes was handling that match, and he singled out certain decisions from Wayne Barnes, and
he
even got some
is.
Videos on YouTube where he showed his anger and the way that Wayne Barnes was not being objective in his decision making in that game. And it resulted in World Rugby having a disciplinary hearing against Rassie Rasmus, and he was suspended for a couple of months from all rugby activities.
Sure.
And now you know the South African fans, quite passionate fans, and they were jumping on that wagon, and they were really threatening Wayne Barnes, even sending him death threats and threats against his family. It was really a sad time for South African rugby that time, and World Rugby had to intervene, and they had to protect Wayne Barnes. And Wayne Barnes haven't officiated any South African game after that November test, and this Saturday
against
will
France.
Be the first one. He haven't had any game of South Africa in the World Cup after that game against France last year, November. Now the New Zealanders, they will again think that Wayne Barnes will not do them justice on the day, because Wayne Barnes has also had a bad history with New Zealand and their fans. In 2007, New Zealand were playing the quarterfinal against also France. Mm. And Wayne Barnes was the official in that game. And what happened was there was a slight forward pass. And from that forward pass, France scored the winning try in that game. And New Zealand were knocked out of the 2007 Rugby World Cup. And Wayne Barnes was the referee that day. And the New Zealanders went berserk. And they thought that Wayne Barnes also did not do them justice in that game. I actually watched the highlights of that forward pass, and it did look slightly forward.
Oh,
but
the
New Zealanders were really angry with Wayne Barnes, and it also got to such an extent that he had to have police protect him during the remainder of the World Cup, and he did not officiate any more games after that quarterfinal match in that World Cup. And in that 2007, he was the third most hated man in New Zealand. And if you look this past World Cup, the quarterfinal again, he officiated the match, New Zealand versus Ireland. And I think he gave two yellow cards to New Zealand. And he gave a penalty try against New Zealand for Ireland. And I also read the comments from the New Zealand supporters. They were furious with Wayne Barnes. And according to them, Wayne Barnes had it in for them. He was actually against New Zealand. But if I had a look at the statistics, Shaquan and NSK, in the last 2 years, all the games that Wayne Barnes has officiated, he has given the most penalties against New Zealand. So that will be music in the ears of any Springbok fan. And they think that Wayne Barnes will probably slightly sway the game to the South African side. But I think Wayne Barnes' experience and the discipline in world rugby, there's a lot of cameras, there's a lot of TV match officials, the game is also being rewinded. There is just too much technology involved nowadays for anything to happen that the eyes will miss, that the videos will miss, that the guys upstairs will miss. So I think Wayne Barnes is too professional to let personal things come between him and the work that they have to do on the day. And I think it will be a great final. I think Will Barnes will do his best. And I think that he is the right man for the job. You want your best man, you want your most experienced ready to handle a Rugby World Cup between South Africa and New Zealand. So I think Wayne Barnes will really surprise the South African fans, and he will surprise the New Zealand fans, because it will be a good game that he will be having on Saturday between the two teams. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Joe. Wow.
Wow.
That there's so much from what Joe said here.
Yeah.
Okay, clearly the man is exceptional experience.
Clearly the man is very hated.
And he's hated by
both
countries.
Both nations.
And especially by the All Black fans.
Yes.
Third most hated man in the country.
Country. I'm curious to know who the other two are. I mean, the top him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now at this point, as much as you have so much faith and confidence in your team, and you know, as a coach, for example, or probably just even the technical team themselves, if you know what they can actually bring to the table, if you are presented with the fact that, boom, this person is going to be the one officiating the game, that's another added stress that you don't necessarily even need on a day like that, because you would want a ref that's fair, that has not necessarily
controversies.
No history. Yeah, just like, man, just a neutral person, man, you know? Now they had to give us all these people who are all from one nation.
Isn't
that crazy, by the way?
That's a bit weird, though. Okay, at least, okay, the backup referee is Welsh, but still, it's a bit odd.
It's still like 3-1.
Wow.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay. This is interesting. Now I'm really looking forward to this final. Oh, my goodness. I'm really looking forward to it. 7:46 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Stick around, because there's so much more coming your way, including Speed Up.
Okay. Presents the